yesterday's price is not today's price.
CUNY Radio. My name is Corey Cool and I represent Cool University. It is Monday, February 28th, last day of the month, people. March Madness is upon us, and all I have to say is good day. This is the Daily Rap Podcast you know you need in your life. How are you feeling? Hopefully you're feeling good. Hopefully you're charged to start the week. I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. We rolling. We talking some Kodak Black today. You're gonna hear a fan out story of mine. You know, one that I'm not so proud of. But because we're family, I'm gonna share it with you. As well as celebrating a special birthday. Oh. Speaking of birthday, shout out to my guy Skip Dillard over there at 94.7 The Block. Influential to me. He always answers my emails sometimes. But he's always given me some great advice and we've had some good sit downs and I truly appreciate you, brother. Hold me down on the job. You know I'm nice enough. All right. As for me, like I said, I'm feeling good. A lot of good music out this week. And we're going to talk about it. I'm ready to talk about it. I don't ask for much. So before we get started, can you please subscribe for notifications to the episode? Leave a 5-star rating or whatever you think is fair. You know what I think is fair. Better be 5 stars. Nothing else. I'll give you 4. All right. But make sure whatever you do, please share because you are part of this tribe that needs to grow. All things extra regarding the episode will be available at cooluniversity.com. All right. Enough of this shit. It's Monday, baby. Let's get into our freestyles of the day.
My repertoire is militant. The last days, what the blood is we dealing with? The Johnny Blaze, grab your pistol. Teflon, mega bombs, and heat-seeking missiles. Time to go to war, shit's official. The Mike Stalker, only if you can understand it. The Skywalker, that be leaping over planets. Pain, got that ghetto blood in my vein. Spread it through my kin, confess my sins and blame. Society for unawareness. Fuck the president, he don't represent the ghetto resident. Recognize fool within the black code as a Jew. The revolution been in effect, pull up your shoes. Utilize your third eye, it be him or I now. Choose who gotta die, him every time. The Italian stallion, now hold on. Like diamond stud medallions and so on.
Mr. Meth, a.k.a. John John Phenomenon, a.k.a. Alicia Keys' boyfriend in the video. Here we go. Yo. Oh, lo and behold, RZA and Meth got another ninja scroll. Man, I end your foe. Send chill down their spines like I'm December cold. Never bend or fold like a wallet. Can't call it, won't pretend to know. Wax, put my back on it like a friend that stole. Been in the game 10 years, I got 10 to go. It's the prince in the dark night, let's begin day, yo. Call me Mr. Low Maintenance. Tell him hoes, I'm like a doctor that lost his license. I got no patience, I got time for wasting. If you ain't fam, you ain't relating. These hating hot dog rappers is Nathan without love. Like a stoner without bud, girl, your ass got as flat as a soda without suds. Who got the nerve to think that meth can't rhyme? Put it onto your skull and get it out your mind, yeah. Uh-oh, like Loomy D. If meth ain't that shit by now, I'm soon to be. Okay. When I choke cold mics, I don't give them room to breathe. I'm just doing me, but girl, if you're fine, I do you free. By now, if y'all know who it be, don't make me tell. Just know I kill a mic like that kid from ATL. If you fail to plan, baby, plan to fail. See, my game ugly, like Sam Cassell. I'm so funky, I can't even stand the smell. Come on, life's a drag, roll it up and inhale. Don't get comfy, I crimp your style like a monthly. Even Demi need more than Ashton Kutcher to punk me. My I spar, just one shot, I clear the block like it's time for 106 and Park. Staten Island dropping your ass, we mean business. My put a shot in your ass like free clinics.
You're too tall.
Yeah, man, the METHOD, man. Yeah, man, I had to use meth today, man, because it's bringing home hardware. All right. Shout out to McLean and Nene. I mean, Method Man and Mary J. Blige. All right. For bringing home some hardware nearly 30 years after their collaboration with All I Need Fire. Yeah, I know that. The 53rd NAACP Image Awards has presented these entertainers with merit. That's right, Blige and Method Man both took home trophies for their roles in Power Book 2, Ghost. Blige is the outstanding supporting actress in a drama series and met the man for outstanding supporting actor in a drama series. Yo, man, these stars are really adding things to their name. And who's had a better few months than Mary? I'm sorry, Mev, let me... Who's had a better couple of days than Mary J. Blige? Super Bowl, All-Star Weekend, dropped an album on a hit TV show, dropped a wine. If any of you have had that Sun Goddess wine, please let me know. I kind of want to see how that joint is. Fast forward, got fondled by the GOAT, Michael fucking Jordan, and now bringing home awards. So amazing. Shout out to you, Mef, crooked lawyer and all, doing your thing on the TV screen. Meanwhile, other winners at the NAACP Image Awards included Will Smith, who won Outstanding Actor in a Motion Picture for his role in King Richard. I love that movie. That was such a fucking good movie. And then Will is kind of honorary a rap star. So you know what? Hey, he was a rapper first. This is why you're getting mentioned right here on CUNY Radio. Issa Rae was presented with the Outstanding Actress in a Comedy Series for Insecure. And singer Jasmine Sullivan walked away with an award in Outstanding Female Artist category. So shout out to those people putting in that work. And speaking of the ladies, it's my Bill Burr voice. If you guys know who Bill Burr is, he's my favorite comedian in the whole wide world. Ladies, Billboard rolls out its 2022 Women in Music Top Executives Award. Reservoir Media CEO, oh my God, this name right here, Gulnar Khosrowshahi, the first female founder and chief executive of a publicly traded independent music company, leads this year's list of high-achieving women from every sector. All right, so before I even go into my lady Gulnar, I gotta take some time to discuss the host of amazing ladies. Yo, listen up. Any camp, almost any label, any campaign, yo, it's run by women, yo. It's definitely run by these women are out here killing the game in the music industry. I'm talking managers, publicists, relations, talent, booking. It's really remarkable, and they are raising the bar. Tons of beautiful women and a ton of beautiful women of color are running these record labels and running the business here. Anyway, as a top executive of the year, Reservoir Media CEO leads this year's list of high-achieving women from every sector of the music industry. Now, and also she's the cousin of the CEO of Uber. All right, so there's a chicken that runs in the family. Now, this company, if you don't know, is, let's just say they're into acquiring. They're into acquiring catalogs and music publishing and became a mega titan as far as owning work, okay, owning songs, owning the rights and the copyright of song. Her company owns basically over 130,000 copyrights and over 36,000 master recordings dating back to the early 1990s. The publishing catalog includes pieces written and performed by, let's see, Sheryl Crow, you got Lady Gaga, you got Camila Cabello, Bruno Mars, Cardi B, the Commodores, even movie scores, all right? Reservoir Media is responsible for owning the Lion King scores, the Pirates of the Caribbean series, Gladiator, the score for that, the Dark Knight film. She's crowdfunding and buying catalogs, man. Migos even doing some work over there. So shout out to my girl Gulnar, the fucking poster child for acquiring in this motherfucker. Expect Reservoir, like I said, is one of the biggest independent music rights holders. Shout out to her and all the other powerful women recognized on this year's Billboard list. So, you know I love when the stars align, when history gives me so much to work with. Platinum artist Erykah Badu turns 52. Could you believe it? 52. Queen of Neo Soul movement was so influential on the time, putting it down since the year 1997. I'm talking record sales, Grammy winning genre responsible in Naked Runner. God, if you're a boy my age, you know about Erykah Badu running naked in the park. God is good. Either way, Erykah Badu is celebrating her birthday today, so you know what you gotta do. You gotta stream some of the music. You got to. Get in the vibe today, that neo-soul vibe. I got an Erykah Badu story. You wanna hear it? I got a story. I wrote a song about it. You wanna hear it? Here it go. All right, so set the scene. So I'll set the scene. New York City. This is 2008. I have a boy, Wid, who works at MTV, who was working at MTV at the time. And he managed to get himself some passes or like an invite to her album release party for the New America. So I'm so hyped. He's like, yo, man, I thought that you would be the best person to take to something like this. Would you want to come through? I'm like, man, are you kidding me? For sure I would want to come through. Wouldn't miss it for the world. We get there. I meet him on the street. I can't even remember where it was in the city, but it was like a weird back block. So it's like a boarded up looking building. And I would be a little sketchified if it wasn't for a Lamborghini dealer, like right across the street, or like a Bentley dealer. It was like a high priced car dealership, literally right across the street. And it was like a line of really good looking people, but standing outside this weird looking building. So anyway, we go up this elevator. And when it opens, it's like a beautiful, like, loft. Nice wood floors. Beautiful people everywhere. So we get in there. Where do I head? Directly to the bar, you say? I went directly to the bar. I'm double-fisting in there. I'm walking around. People look nice. Couple of MTV people were there. So it was good to kind of meet a couple people. You know, Wid was allowing me to meet a couple of his peers. Anyway, he runs off. I think he finds himself a little action. So he skates off on it, and I'm there all by myself. Okay. I decided to take a seat between two good looking women. It was a good, you know, it was the best seat in the house. Not that I was trying to holler at him. It was just a good place to sit. Time goes by. No Wid. Never comes back. I'm like, oh man, all right, well. I guess maybe I'll start getting ready to get up out of here. I've drank. I've had a good time. You know, they're playing the records. And as I go to get up, I feel a wicked step, like on my new shoes. Like, remember in Do the Right Thing? We stepped on his shoes. I was like, yo, who stepped on my fucking shoes? I look up. You would not believe who stepped on my shoes. I'll give you a second. Damn it, if you didn't say Erykah Badu... Yo, she stepped on my shoe. Big Dutty scuff mark, yo. She says to me, oh man, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to step on your shoe. I didn't know you were getting up and crossing paths with me. And I'm like, no, it's okay. It's just shoes. You know, anybody else is like, yeah, I really want to kill you, but oh, these old things. Don't worry about that. So she's like, yeah, you know, are you enjoying yourself? Are you having a good time? I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm actually getting ready to dip. She's like, oh, you're leaving so early. You know, I'm headed to the bar. I'm like, you're headed to the bar? I'm headed to the bar. Guys, listen, let me tell you this right now. At this point in time, I'm doing everything I can do to just not be corny. Okay. I know I can't have it, you know, because I'm a happily involved man. But it was just, holy shit, I'm going to approach the bar with Erykah Badu. Those eyes, guys, you know, they talk about the eyes. It's for real. It's for real. It's not a myth. Anyway, I'm turned to go to the bar and I'm thinking in my head, God, are you this good? Like, is this going to be my chance to make it big? Yo, you know this fucking guy jumps up in the middle. Oh my God, Erykah, I waited all night to see you. Yo, this fucking dude just jumps in the middle. And like her security kind of like grabs her and like whisks her away. And now here I am, standing there. No Erykah. She was whisked away, bro. He got kind of bullied out the door. And my chance was gone. As I stood there with defeat, thinking, wow, I want to punch that guy in the face. She jumped on stage and did this record.
Alhamdulillah, Allah, Jehovah, Yahweh, Dios, Ma'at, Jah, Rastafari, Fire, Dance,
Yeah, man, something special. Over the weekend, Our Lady Erykah Badu turned 52. Can you believe it? 52? All right, man. It's Monday, baby. Let's get to this album. It's album time. Kodak Black, man. Today we are talking Kodak Black. Back for everything. Atlantic out here doing it big. Long few years, man. For my guy, Yak, between service and prison time with some weapons charges. Getting pardoned by the president, the former president, that is. Even taking a little plea deal on a little underworld case that I'm not even going to talk about. But most recently, even getting shot in the leg, man. So it's good to have him back on the field. What do I want to say about Kodak? I'm going to tell you one thing that I love about my job. See, I'm supposed to have opinions, right? And I do. I got a lot of them. But usually if I don't know what I'm talking about, I shut the fuck up. So on this case, on Kodak's music, I wasn't necessarily all the way in tune with his catalog. I know he had some records, and I know that, like, the people feel him. And this is what I love. I love being proven wrong and being showed something different. I know that he's wildly popular, and I know that, and I mean wildly popular as far as the industry is concerned and as well as the public is concerned. After listening to this project, I see it. I get it now. Songs like Sink My Ship, Love Isn't Enough. What I realize is he's really good at relaying emotion. He's really good at kind of putting that out there. I think he shared a lot of his trials and tribulations. Oh, and he can rap. He can rap. Kodak can rap. He can spit. Clever in ways. Very believable on the record. That's one thing I have to say. He's very believable. I believe everything he's saying as far as records go. This album was really personal. I need niggas to go back to rapping about just smoking weed and drinking liquor, because that's what I do. And I can relate. Some of these pills, I never heard none of them. Just what is that for? What does that do? Some of these pills got to do the same thing, right? Like, Jesus. He said on a song, he said some drugs in this song, Hidden Houses, man. I'm telling you, I had no clue what the hell he was talking about. But in that same record, he also said one of the hardest lines, and I'm not a thief, I just love stealing. That's some great American philosopher shit right there. I was impressed with, like I said, the use of some lyrics, man. He actually definitely displayed a lot of lyrical ability. I'm not going front. Also, some vulnerability. Opened up a lot in some of these bars. Spoke about addictions, you know, wants, needs. Joints for the ladies, joints for the killers, and joints for the addicts. Listen, I'm going to let you be the judge. Brand new, Kodak Black, CUNY Radio.
I've been vibing for a reason. I've been grinding all seasons. I've been staying away from leeches. I've been vibing for a reason. I've been grinding all seasons. I've been staying away from leeches. I bet you can't ever say you seen it. Mafioso shit, I'm smoke a bitch and then gon' play it raw. From the hater to the raw. I play offense and defense. Baby, take your panties off. Oh, you ain't fucking and you leaving. They ain't gotta know that we spin. Nigga, I been stepping for a whole week, man. If you see that, keep it zinging. Pass me the stick, bet I'ma swing the tree, man. I'm in this bitch, I'm bopping through my zealand. Oh, take this dick, I'm fucking her while I'm deep. Sniper, not an idol. I'm already rapping. backwood full of art, nigga.
Once again, that was that brand new Kodak Black, okay, off of his number one on iTunes album right now, Back for Everything. Also, Super Gremlins, man, this record right here, number one on Urban Radio. As far as the album goes, I can say, yo, I was just overall impressed, man. Better than I thought it would be. I'm not going to hold you. I have to show my respect. Now, I definitely am warranting more of his catalog, and I want to go through it, and I want to give his music more of a listen. So I'm glad that I was kind of put onto something new here. Much better than I thought. That's all I got to say. I'm going to go with... It's definitely in the threes. I would say, what I do, Mary? 3.7. All right. I'll jump out the window here. I'm going to go 3.75. Yeah, I'm going to go 3.75. I think the production was dope. I think he did a lot of experimenting. I think he was a little vulnerable. Also a lot clever. Some clever stunting going on in there. And I think that the people will truly relate to the emotions he put out. But look, what the fuck do I know? Go stream Back for Everything now. That's Kodak Black. He also has a dope interview with The Breakfast Club when he discussed music, the cutting of his hair, his recent shootout. Atlantic Records just with another big one. Shout out to, before I go on that one, shout out to Ashley over there in publicity. Carla P over there in marketing. Those ladies are doing wonderful things. Yo, I got to bust these moves, man. But if you want to hear me on Thursdays, you can go to WHPC. That's 90.3 FM. If you're not in the Long Island area, don't worry about it. You can download the iHeart or Odyssey app and search WHPC there. 7 to 8, I am playing it cool on Thursday. Shout out to my guys, Cigars and Whiskey Podcast. Their episodes drop every Tuesday on your favorite podcast platforms. And they go live from their YouTube channel on Fridays. Follow your boy on the gram, man, at Cool University. And most of the things that happen with these episodes, the extras will be available at cooluniversity.com. Subscribe, man. I need to get you guys these notifications because this tribe needs to go. Yo, listen, man, Monday is here. Let's get through it. From me to you, have a great day and party responsibly.